That's the latest track from Vera Ellen. That was Sangria Demo. It's such a great track, and I'm so pleased to have Vera Ellen on the phone with me. Kia ora, how are you, Vera?
Kia ora. Yeah, not too bad, eh? It's been a full-on couple weeks, but totally. Yeah, no, good.
Yeah, you've been very go, go, go over the past couple of weeks, awards season, and God, yeah. You've just been doing so much. It's so cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's great though. It's all rewarding stuff, and it's nice being up in Auckland because all my family's down here, so I've also had heaps of time with the kids. And
oh, lovely!
It's such a nice way to ground after the chaos of that stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so lovely. It's so great to talk to you today. I'm such a fan of your work and I'm so excited for Junk this weekend. So thank you so much for hopping on the phone.
Oh yeah, of course.
We're here to talk about Junk. I was talking to Kane earlier this morning from Office Dog and we were talking about how insane this lineup is. We've got Saltwater Criminals, Scrambling, yourself, Office Dog, George Barney Roberts, the list goes on. It's so awesome. For you, what does it mean to be a part of such an amazing lineup celebrating local music?
Well, Lara, is who throws the festival, is my manager. Mm. And part of the reason why I've like loved working with her so much is she just has impeccable music taste.
Right.
So the last one she threw, I remember, for some reason I couldn't go, but I was just like, whoa, that lineup is insane. Like she's so good at articulating. And also like timing everything really well, so you can see most artists, or like if you like a particular type of artist, you can see those types of bands play without missing too much. So
totally,
yeah, she's done a really great job, and I like align with her a lot on that, and so super stoked. It'll be great.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Kane and I were talking how like it's not exactly like a niche genre of music or something, but I feel like, you know, the people on this lineup, if you like one of them, you're gonna like the others, even if you haven't, like, you're not super familiar with them, which is such a great thing. And I think there's a lot of like community in this kind of music taste that I don't really know how to describe it, but I think there's a lot of people that really have been craving you know, a festival like this bringing together this kind of genres as well.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's gonna be really, really fun. And I'm super excited to see Twine again too, because I missed them when they came on tour. I was doing something, I couldn't go, and I was gutted. So I'm really excited to see them as well.
Yeah, totally. I'm the same. I missed them last time, but everyone has been talking about them like ever since they played and since they came up on this lineup. I'm like so stoked to see them live. They're meant to be amazing. I do feel like this lineup is like pretty post-punk and rock heavy, and like your music can really span across a spectrum. You know, you've got your kind of raw bedroomy slower tracks to something that is very distinctly indie rock. What can we expect from your set on Saturday? I mean, I'm kind of preparing to go from like a dance at Office Dog to potentially a cathartic cry at Vera Ellen, but is that the vibe?
I always want anybody to come to my show to be a little bit prepared for a cry. Like, that's a good place to be, whether you end up crying or not.
Yeah.
So we're doing a three-piece, me, Audrey, and Ben.
Beautiful.
And so it's going to be a bit more heavy, and we've kind of done we're going to do a couple things from my earlier record, Beat Your Name.
Amazing.
And, yeah, it's going to naturally be a lot different, I think, just because it's a three-piece, and we tried to think about the bill. But also we were like, aware that there's like a moment for everything, and you don't want to be the same as all the other bands as well. You want to bring what makes you. So
totally,
yeah, bit of all of it. It's gonna be great.
Because you're used to playing in a bit of a bigger band than that. What's it been like kind of changing or like adjusting your songs to fit with a three-piece then?
Well, the great thing about Vera Ellen as a project is it's sort of like we've kind of done it all. Like last year when we went to the States, it was me, Bella, and Ben that went as a three piece, and Ben played bass on the keys whilst drumming.
Oh my god, he's insane! He's so great.
He's crazy. And we've had four pieces, five pieces, two pieces, done solo, done all of it, and even the different types of three pieces affects the sound. So I'm kind of used to it. And what I try to look at it as is, instead of taking away from something, it's just something completely different. So I just can't be in the headspace of like, this is the six piece minus three people. It's like, this is just what it is, and how can we like make it work and make it fun. So
totally. Yeah, I think that's going to be so great. I think also particularly like in public bar, it's nice to have like a little bit more of like an intimate set there, and I think it kind of encourages a set that's like that, so that'll be really cool to see. I'm really excited. We were kind of touching on it a little bit earlier, you know, you've had a huge last month, but you've also had a huge past year as well, winning the 2024 Tape Music Prize, dropping your EP Heartbreak for Jet Lag, lots of gigs including your Laneway performance, your work with Atomic and the Aotearoa Music Awards last week. And I feel like this like award season that we've just come through is a really reflective period for the music industry. You know, we're all looking back on the past year and some of the great releases and the shit that we've been through. You know, it's it's very reflective. What's it like for you reflecting on your past year of work?
Oh my god, I honestly just feel like there's been a lot of growth. I think I saw some photos of me from when we went to the States last year, and I was like, that's just a different person. Like, so much has happened, and not easy stuff either. Like, a lot of really hard stuff, which of course, like, you never get to see. So, I just feel kind of grateful to be here for the ride, really, and just and mostly I just look forward and I just am excited for all the music that is to come.
Totally. And I really wanted to talk to you about your recent performance of Then There Was You for Infinity Sessions at Roundhead Studios. That was so beautiful. I had heard you play that quite a few times live, and every time you play it I feel so moved by it. It's one of my favorite tracks that you play.
And thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. For our listeners, definitely go check that out. It's an incredible listen and watch. But tell me about that experience, because that was sick. What was it like performing in this environment with Neil Finn on the guitar and backing vocals and a whole classical band? Like, it was so cool.
Yeah, it was crazy. So that was another scenario where it was like, oh, you know, do you want to do this? And it was like, yeah, of course, it sounds amazing. Mm. Okay, cool. I'm going to bring up like a couple band members, because it was on a Monday. And then, so because of that, it sort of gave room to be like, well, who's going to play guitar and who's going to do this and stuff. And then Neil was just down. He was like, yeah, I'll pick it up and do it. And then literally that day, like, we arrived, and then we had, I think, one rehearsal with Victoria and the all the amazing, like, orchestral sort of elements. Yeah. And that was the first time she had, like, taken the song, and she had like given it to them, and so that was the first time I heard it like that.
Wow.
And so when I'm performing it, that's I think the second time, and so it's, I can't really describe that feeling. It was to have your song, for someone to like make your song feel that big, and like it's just been this idea in your head, or you've heard it as like, I wrote it as like a synth line, and then it was changed to all these amazing, like, I don't know, it's quite indescribable. But having my brother there was really great for that, because we both just like had a moment like looking at each other like, wow, this is so cool. Like,
it totally translated in the recording and the video. It was as you say, it just like really amplified the song, and I don't know, just made it so much more impactful, even though it's so impactful even just like as you've been performing it as well. It was just, I thought that was really beautiful. And I guess like
Watch the space for that song.
Oh, great. I'm really glad to hear that, because I've literally been like telling all my friends, I'm like, oh, I really want her to release it, because it just hasn't come out yet. And it's also weirdly one of those songs for me that like ends up stuck in my head, and I'm not really sure how. Like, I'll just like find myself around my house like singing it, and I'm like, well, great, like, but it's not even out. I don't really know where I'm getting that from. I guess it's just stuck with me, I don't know.
It's been a funny one, because it doesn't happen with every song, but that one sort of created its own like little like legend and growth over time, because when I first played it, it was at Welcome to Nowhere, I think 2 years ago, and it was just a loop pedal, and I just sung over the loop pedal when I had just written it. And then it was this really crazy moment where it just started pouring down with rain during the set, and it was kind of like nighttime, and I was wearing this wedding dress, and there was something like really crazy about it, and people constantly would be like, where is that song? And I was like, oh, that's just like a new one, I haven't even that's not even like conceivable to record.
Yeah.
So, and then it became, and then we kind of did it on the Crowded House tour, and it became the whole band, and then we had the Infinity Sessions, and so it's sort of like growing on its own, and it's been cool to see.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I'm so stoked for it to, you know, keep growing. But yeah, like, I guess with that, there's, you know, I'm sure you get this a lot, but there's such a beautiful honesty and rawness in your music that I really enjoy and appreciate. And I think that's what makes it not easy, but yeah, I don't know, you let yourself be very open in your work, and that makes for a very special relationship between the music and the listener. For you, what's it like translating some of your more intimate work from recording and writing in the bedroom or studio to the stage?
Oh yeah, first of all, thank you, that's very kind. Yeah, it's tricky. I think, kind of as I was saying before, I think it's a process of letting go of your idea of what you think something should be. And so you have a version of a song and then you have another version. And me and my brother were talking about this the other day, that even when you've recorded the final version, that's not the final version of the song, because then you play it live and then you actually discover something else. So I think it's a process of letting go of my own expectation, and then allowing it to be new every time. And I think a performer who does that really well is Jeff Buckley. And I love just watching some of his live videos and stuff. He really does just like abandon the song in moments and just is present with it, and it means that it's new every time. And so I try to keep a little bit of that headspace.
Yeah, totally. I think that's so beautiful. Oh, well, it's been such a pleasure chatting with you. I'm so excited to see your set at Junk this weekend. And yeah, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, of course. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. For our listeners, you can catch Vera Allen at Junk Festival this Saturday, happening across Whammy, Double Whammy and Public Bar. Vera's going to be playing at Public Bar from 9:30 till 10, so don't miss it. I'm going to play a track off of Ideal Home Noise. This is Smell of an Oily Rag.
Wheat, smoking in the playground to feel my feet so good.